This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. military Wednesday said American forces carried out strikes in Yemen against 10 attack drones and a ground control station belonging to the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The U.S. Central Command also said a warship shot down an anti-ship missile fired by the Houthis and later downed three Iranian drones. The Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have launched a wave of exploding drones and missiles at commercial vessels in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in recent weeks in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza and a show of solidarity to the Palestinians. A U.S. federal judge in the western state of California has dismissed a lawsuit accusing the administration of President Joe Biden of failing to stop the Israeli bombing of Gaza. The judge ruled Wednesday that he does not have jurisdiction, but conceded it is possible that Israel's war amounts to genocide. He urged the administration to examine the results of its support of the military siege. The unusual lawsuit was filed in November on behalf of Palestinian human rights organizations and people whose family members are among those killed by Israeli forces following the October 7th assault by Hamas. As President Biden travels to the Midwestern state of Michigan on Thursday to meet with auto workers, many of the state's Arab American residents say he's not welcome. At a rally Wednesday night in the city of Dearborn, protesters gathered and chanted pro-Palestinian slogans and carried banners reading, "Abandon Biden."
We don't want to see him. He's a genocide Joe. He's a complicit in a catastrophe that's happening 1,000 miles away. People think that it's not hurting us, but it is. We're aiding it with our money. We're sending billions of dollars, all these equipments. I mean, we're bombing them, actually. We're killing the kids in Gaza.
Biden's campaign speeches are routinely disrupted by protesters. This is VOA News. Biden's support for Israel could cost him votes in battleground states like Michigan, where Arab Americans account for 5% of the vote, and Biden's margin of victory over former President Donald Trump in 2020 was less than 3%. A voter opinion survey taken last October showed Biden's support among Arab Americans had plunged from 59% in 2020 to just 17%. Farmers hoping to get the attention of European Union summit leaders in Brussels gathered early on Thursday morning, blocking and cutting off major roads in the EU capital. Belgian farmers have joined a growing protest wave of farmers in Germany, France, Poland, and Romania, complaining of red tape and restrictions hampering effective farming. Farmers also say they are facing unfair competition from abroad.
It's too difficult for us, and the rules are too directly for us. The import in Belgium and Europe is from outside. The rules in outside of Europe are too easy. It's too difficult for us to farm normally on a daily basis. It's too difficult for us. We ask easier rules.
The farmers' blockades and pickets are exposing a clash between the EU's drive to cut CO2 emissions and its aim of becoming more self-sufficient in production of food and other essentials following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Spanish and Italian farmers say they were also planning to join the protest movement. A group of team owners across North American Major League Sports is leading a major investment in the PGA Tour. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba has details.
The PGA Tour is getting a $3 billion investment from Strategic Sports Group. The deal gives players access to more than $1.5 billion as equity owners in the new PGA Tour enterprises. The launch comes 8 months after the PGA Tour signed a framework agreement with the Saudi backers of LIV Golf. The Tour says its partnership with SSG allows for the Saudis to be co-investors. SSG is led by Fenway Sports Group and includes owners John Henry and Tom Werner of the Red Sox, Steve Cohen of the Mets, Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics, and others. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. This Issues in the News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.